Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
This is my Bible as I look into the perfect law of liberty, the mirror of God's Word. I see myself as God sees me. I am who He said I am. I have what He said I have. I can do what He said I can do. I'm about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, living seed of my living God. My heart is receptive. My mind is alert. And I will never be the same. Never, never, never. I'll never be the same. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Praise God. You may be seated.
Hello, this is Dr. Gerard Curry from Tradition Worship Center. We are a Word of Faith church that believes in the finished work of the cross. We are Spirit-filled and believe in miracles, signs, and wonders, and experience them on a daily basis. We also believe that healing belongs to the children of God and is obtainable through faith in Christ. We have a no-charge healing academy that takes place every Thursday morning at 9 a.m. live on our webpage at traditionworshipcenter.com and on YouTube and Facebook. You would be made to feel most welcome and are able to join in with comments and questions. We also have healing rooms where you can get a no-charge appointment by calling our church office or in person at our Wednesday 7 p.m. or Sunday 10 a.m. services in our beautiful Tradition Town Hall facility. We have a Holy Ghost and fire service on the last Sunday of each month at 6 p.m. and you are always welcome. God bless you and we hope to see you soon.
It's another day to learn some more about God and the Word of God. And that's the most important thing, is that we learn the Word of God. We learn the Word of truth so that when lies come, you know the truth and you're able to stand against the lie with the truth. You see, truth always repels a lie. Always. The truth will push the lie back. And so we need to get the truth of God and His Word and what He says to us. And once He tells us the things that He tells us, we choose to believe it, we choose to follow it, and we choose to go with the Word rather than with our feelings or our emotions or what other people are saying. Amen. But I welcome each and every one of you. Hi, Christine. Great to have you back with us again. And we're going to kick off with Healing School. And it's absolutely amazing. April the 1st already. I mean, it's over a year ago that the COVID actually hit the planet. It was March last year, and now we're past March this year, and we're still not out of the woods 100%. Some of us are. Some of us are, and some of us have chosen to be, and we're choosing different things, and we're choosing the Word of God, and we're recognizing what's going on out in the world. So it's wonderful to be alive, and it's wonderful to be able to talk to each and every one of you. You know, my function as a pastor, I'm an apostle, but I'm also a pastor. My function is to train up the saints in the way they should go. So we need you to learn the truth about God and His Word and all the healing aspects to the Word so that you can pass it on to others, your family, your friends, your work people that you work with. Wherever you go, you can actually show them the truth of God's Word. Amen. And so it's exciting to be here. Let's pray. So, Father, we come before you today and give you all the praise, the honor, and the glory. We lift up the name of Jesus. We thank you, Holy Spirit, that you're here with us to lead us and guide us and direct us in all truth and righteousness, that every ear that hears and every eye that joins us today would receive the word without compromise, would receive the word in its fullness, its richness. And we thank you, Lord, that there's glory in the Word. And we come to you today with hungry hearts, ready to learn more, ready to go a step deeper. Father God, open our hearts and our eyes and our ears and our minds so that we could get the Word in. We ask you for wisdom today, and we do not ask you in doubt. We ask you in total and absolute faith to grant us wisdom to know the Word and then to give us knowledge and understanding to handle the wisdom. So we thank you, Lord, that as wisdom comes and as your word comes, we would take that word and put it in the deepness of our heart so that it would be resonant in our lives forever, and it would produce a harvest of wellness and goodness and wholeness, because it's your word, and your word is good and true and holy. And we thank you for that word, and we give you all the praise, the honor, the power, and the glory in Jesus' name. And everyone agreeing said, amen. Amen. Well, we're going to get started. I know more people will be joining us as we go, but I want to start us off. You know, we started looking at scriptures. We're still in the Old Testament, and we're looking at healing scriptures in the Old Covenant. Because, you know, a lot of times people think Jesus was a healer only in the New Testament, but actually Jesus was healing in the Old Testament. Jesus healed in the Old Covenant. In fact, he first revealed his name as Jehovah Rapha in the Old Covenant, before Jesus came as Jesus in the earth. And so the Old Covenant, we're still on scriptures from there. And today we're going to look at Isaiah 32. We're going to stay in Isaiah for a little while. So if you want to open your Bibles or your laptops or your iPads, look at Isaiah 32. And what I do is I've got Bibles online. A very good one that I've got is Bible Gateway, and it gives me a ton of different translations. And so what I do is I open the two. And so I've got my Bible app opened up on my actual laptop. I've got the Bible open on my desktop, should I say. I've got the Bible opened. I separated it, and I've got the Restream where I'm teaching. So you can do this. You can get them online, and it's free. And there's amazing amount of translations that you can check out. But we're looking at Isaiah 32. Isaiah 32, and we're looking at verse 3. Now remember, Isaiah was a major prophet. And he's the one who wrote Isaiah 53:5, by the stripes on his back we are healed. But God got him to do that. But we're looking at Isaiah 32:3 right now out of the New King James. And good morning, Anthony and Marianne and Robert and the rest of you wonderful people. Isaiah 32:3 says, the eyes of those who see will not be dim. The eyes of those who see will not be dim. In other words, listen, you can take the spiritual application and you can take the natural application as well. And the natural application we're looking at right now is that if you've got eyesight, they're not going to get weaker and dimmer. They're not going to be dim. Like Moses, we understand that Moses was 120, and the Bible said he still had perfect eyesight. He was still healthy, and he had perfect eyesight at the age of 120. And now God is telling you, the eyes of those who see will not be dim. It's amazing that last night after service, I had a woman and her husband, they came to me for prayer. Both of them needed some prayer for healing. And her particular case was eyesight, dimming eyesight. And this morning when I started to look at this, I thought, wow, isn't that amazing? The first scripture we're doing is Isaiah 32:3, and it says, you will not be dim of eyesight. And so that's awesome. That is a powerful thing. But now also, you're going to have eyesight in the spiritual realm. You're going to have 20/20 vision in the spiritual realm. Even though it's 20/21, you can still have 20/20 in the spiritual realm. And you can see things taking place in the spiritual realm, and you'll see perfectly in the natural realm. So you need to claim the scripture unto yourself and say, my eyesight will not dim. I want you to all say it right now with me. Say, my eyesight will not dim. And that's a good word to repeat over your life on a daily basis. If you wear contacts or glasses or whatever, you can start confessing as you put the contacts in, as you put your glasses on, my eyesight is 20/20 and it will not dim. Even though you're using lens, glasses, or contacts, say it over yourself, my eyesight will not dim. Now that's a promise from God. He also says, in the ears of those who hear will listen. So my hearing is going to be perfect. My eyesight is going to be perfect as long as I live, and I live in Christ. I've got to confess it. I've got to proclaim it. I've got to decree it. I've got to declare it, and so it shall be. Amen. Let me just cancel that. Sorry. And so my eyesight will not dim. That's a powerful scripture. This is in the Bible, and this is a promise of God. And so now we're going to look at the next scripture, and that is Isaiah 35, I believe, 5. Yes, Isaiah 35, 5. And I'm looking at the New King James again. Look what he says. So you're sitting in Isaiah, you're looking to scriptures further up. He says, then the eyes of the blind shall be opened, and the ears of the deaf shall be unstopped. In other words, if you're battling with eyesight, God can open them up and heal you. He can take away blindness from a person, and he can take away deafness and dumbness from a person. This is God. And so these scriptures that I'm giving to you, you need to speak it over your life. You need to claim it over yourself and your loved ones. You need to proclaim it, decree it, and declare it. The Bible says that you shall decree a thing, and it will be established unto you. Remember, he told Ezekiel, you prophesy to the dead bones, to the dry bones. You prophesy to your eyes. You prophesy to your eyesight. You prophesy to your hearing and your ears. And you say, the blind, the eyes of the blind shall be opened. My eyes will not dim. And then you say, the ears of the deaf shall be unstopped. In other words, they'll be opened. If you have problems with hearing, you speak of yourself and you say, no, I hear perfectly clear. My eardrums are perfect in every way. The canals are perfect in every way, created the way God created them. And yet God's made me another promise. And he says that your hearing, if it's blocked, will be unblocked. I mean, that's God. That's a promise that you can claim and grab for your own self. Good morning to all of you beautiful people. I see so many more people. Ariel's joined us, and Ina's joined us, and Marianne Fungone has joined us, and Kodara Castro has joined us. Just wonderful. Anthony, good to see you with us, brother. And so claim your eyesight 2020. Claim your hearing perfect. You've got to take these scriptures, write them down. And don't forget, I told you to start a file or a page on your computer or something, and all of these scriptures that I've been giving you, you need to write them down. You need to have them somewhere so that when something goes wrong, you know I've got scripture reference for such a situation as this, and you can help others as well. Amen? You've got to remember, faith begins where the will of God is known. Always remember that. Faith begins where the will of God is known. So what is God's will for my eyesight? Well, he has a promise. He says, the eyes of the blind shall be opened, and the ears of the deaf shall be unstopped. There's the will of God for my eyes and my ears. So I can start getting faith now to cling to that promise and proclaim it and decree it not only over myself, but over my children, my grandchildren, my great-grandchildren, my loved ones, my wife, my husband, my uncles and aunts, and anyone in between. You can do this. So it's a wonderful thing to be able to proclaim and decree and declare, my eyesight is perfect in every way. My hearing is perfect in every way. In Jesus Christ's mighty name. Amen. So that's a great scripture. So make a file, get these words, write them down. And you know, one day I might read all through every one of these, and there's a lot of them, and put some background music to it, some beautiful music. I'll have Canaan play something beautiful behind, and I'll speak the scriptures over your life, and we'll get that out. I think I should do that. We'll get that out on a CD or MP3 or some way, and then once you get those scriptures and you're feeling an attack or you just want to hear, you can close your eyes and just let the presence of God come and the word saturate you.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Extreme Faith. To hear this message in its entirety, log on to traditionworshipcenter.com or join us for our live services on Sundays at 10 a.m. and Wednesdays at 7 p.m. with youth and children's services available, located at 10799 Southwest Civic Lane, Port St. Lucie, in our beautiful Tradition Square Town Hall facility.
Worthing Associates Financial and Estate Planning, family owned and operated, serving families like yours for over 25 years. 772-403-5879. We make retirement easy. Securities and advisory services offered through Harbor Financial Services, LLC, member FINRA.